Welcome back to another episode of Robbie Rants the Podcast. Y'all know it's been a minute. Y'all know I take my time with these things. I try to be very intentional. And plus with my ADHD and all the things that I am working on, child, I be everywhere. I'm sorry, but I'm back. And this episode is called Changes, child. There are so many changes going on in my life, and a lot of times I get overwhelmed with things because we feel like we've reached this pinnacle almost every time we unravel a new layer of ourselves, right? Like, for example, when I thought I healed from a lot of my traumas and triggers in the past, right? I'm like, ooh, I'm this new person. Yes, self-growth. But there are always changes going on. To just always be, transparent with you guys, right? A lot of times we don't want to associate change, right, with anything positive because we have to have accountability. You have to start really taking a look at yourself. And sometimes we're not going to like what we see internally. You know what I mean? For most of my life, if not all of it, I haven't been very accountable. I have let traumas, triggers, past things, you know, rob me of true joy, happiness, living my life, doing the things that I'm passionate about, you know, letting depression take over, letting the anxiety overthinking get the best of me. But change isn't always a bad thing. Like, I'm currently in the position of doing the work I enjoy creating, being with the people who pour into me, who give me nothing but good vibes, the people I love, you know, starting this new relationship and really, honestly and truly ready to give it wholeheartedly all I've got. And that's one of the scariest things of my life, y'all. One of the most scariest things of my life right now. And we are going to touch on that because, again, y'all know I really tried to be transparent with y'all. And all my feels, I'm always feeling. It's like the brain doesn't stop sometimes. Lately, I've met this guy who kind of sometimes, you know, because sometimes we be overthinking together, has brought me out of my brain and into my body. I feel like these days I'm a little bit more present. I really try to be a little bit more intentional. Should I even try to eat a little better, to be honest? And y'all know I'll be stressed eating, child. I did it the other day. It was crazy. I had popcorn, Rice Krispies, you name it. I think I ate it. Okay. I'm a rapper. Go watch the YouTube videos. The last episode had is a key. But anyway. There are so many changes. And I feel like if you don't allow yourself to change, you don't allow yourself to grow. Again, to touch back on the past, a lot of times I have like self-sabotaged. A lot of times I have like in past relationships where it got like tough or the conversations or I wasn't able to go through conflict in a positive way or like, so you kind of look back at your life and like, what have I been doing all this time? A lot of times we don't want to associate ourselves with change because avoidance has become so easy. It's become so okay to not talk about your feelings. It's become so okay to just brush it under the rug, you know? But what is that really doing for us? And this is part of the changes I've been experiencing. What is that doing for us? Be honest, I think it really does allow us to start thinking that we don't deserve these things that we've always wanted. We don't deserve to have the happy ending. We don't deserve to make it. And times are going to continue to be hard, right? Look at the economy we are in. Look at like the way people really treat people. It's absolutely disgusting. Like, as we change, we grow, but there are always going to be issues. There are always going to be conflict, in a sense. And not there, know the difference between, you know, things that you can tolerate, things that won't steal your joy. Compromising is okay, and that's also a part of change. A lot of us don't want to compromise. A lot of us have been a certain way for a very long time. And I know, I hope y'all like those, keep up, because this is me and my really, really essence. Like, I am really all over the place, and this is how my mind works. So I figured, why not become a podcaster and talk about it? There are always going to be pinnacles, next levels. It's just like your favorite video game, right? Like, you beat the boss and then there's the next challenge. We never stop growing. So I really, in this episode, I hope that you can try to adapt to change, because for a while I was fighting it. I was fighting it, one, also because I didn't feel like I deserved it. Like, that goes back to what I just said. We condition our minds to think that, like, because we've really been through the struggle and the ringer and the hurt, that, like, that's what all life is going to be. And although, yes, sometimes there's conflict, yes, sometimes there's things, there's new levels, new devils. But start shifting to that change. Start becoming the person that you really want to be. Whether that's in love, in life, in your relationships, in your friendships, start really doing the work. You know, they say be the light that you want to see in the world and the change. Become who you want to become. Like, to be honest and to be frank, there were so many, like, times in this new relationship where I was just like, can we do this? Can we really, really do this? Is this something that I want to invest in wholeheartedly? And I'm sure, literally, because we have these conversations, my partner feels the same exact way. And there's times we've been scared shitless of these changes. Literally, like, scared, okay? Terrified. Like, run under the blanket, you just saw your worst horror movie and you're taken back to that childhood. Okay, sorry if I trigger warning. Things are scary. Things are, and with me, I'm fully immersing into this content. I'm fully immersing, trying to immerse into my creative side and give you guys what I want you guys to see from my life. Some of the things I've been through, some of the things I go through, and really turn that into something. Changes. Child. Changes. You know, those who know, I am now, like, in Maryland and New York. Changes, okay? I am learning to drive currently. Changes. It's just a lot of change, and sometimes that gets overwhelming. Sometimes I still feel like, can I do this? But then that goes back to accountability and also being so comfortable at where I've been for the past 30-something years. You know, I grew, I changed, I started content, YouTube, podcaster. But now what? Like, and I think that we have to stop getting complacent. And it's not a bad thing, because yes, like, still celebrate your victory, still celebrate how far you've come, but keep going, keep changing, keep growing. I think that's what I want you guys to take from this, and I hope you have that. Like, I'm sharing some of the changes that are happening in my life. I'm sharing that, you know, I've always haven't welcomed change with open arms, you know? All these C words. Okay, comfortability. Like, but are you really comfortable? Are you really content? I'm gonna keep. Okay, how many C words can I come up with? No. Nah, but in all jokes aside, I am changing. And you are too. And I think I really want you, as you listen to this episode, wherever you are, take the time to sit and, like, think about these changes. They are really going to help shape you be a better person. Think about the things that you want to change. Think about the things that you run from. And just really, like, sit with yourself and give yourself grace. It's not, these things are not going to come overnight. It's not just going to appear and you're going to have this grand asking life. Unless you hit the motherfucking lotto, then cut me a piece of yo check, please and thanks. But seriously, welcome the change, embrace the change, and let go. And this is really more, again, I just rant and self-affirmations, but I hope I'm hitting somewhere, you know? Welcome that change, or try to be that change for those, like, for those wanting to change their appearance, their style. Like, we live in a cruel, cruel world, and I absolutely hate it. Like, it stresses me out. It triggers some anxiety, child. We live in a cruel world. But we really, truly only have one life to live. So I really hope that whatever you want to change, whatever you want to focus on, you take a second. Do what you need to do. Pray, meditate, talk to your friends, talk to yourself, journal, play your favorite song, play your video games. We have to also get back to, like, doing things that give us joy and not robbing ourselves from the joy. For so, like, I be like, ooh, I want to create this, and just be not really embracing it because I'm so also like, what is this person gonna say? What is that? What, as a social media creative, you open yourself up to all these things, right? Is not easy. Changes, okay, but still embrace that. So I say that to say, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to work on, and feel free to comment, DM me, or things that you might want to change. And, like, this is to show that we're granted, I love a good High School Musical. We are all in this together, literally. And I want to create that space for us to have these conversations. So welcome to changes.